In a much welcome plot twist, the Trump administration is turning the Department of Homeland Security CBP One app that once aided millions of illegal immigrants in entering and staying in our country into a key source of self-deportations. Oh, the irony. As Florida Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna tweeted, quote, President Biden used the CBP One app to expand illegal immigration into the United States. Now the app is being used to facilitate orderly self-deportation. Like President Trump said at his joint address, we didn't need new laws. We needed a new president. Hear, hear. The CBP One app helped to process 50,000 illegal immigrants in just 1 month during the reign of Joe Biden, for instance. Trump's team hopes it will do the inverse now. Here's a border security expert explaining this to Representative Nancy Mace, the Republican representative of South Carolina, just what the Biden regime was doing with that particular app.
Can you speak to how the Biden administration used technology to facilitate the invasion of illegal aliens into the country?
Yes, ma'am. For one, CBP One app, I believe, was definitely misused by the Biden administration to allow people to come in. And that was one technology that was developed for out of something that it shouldn't have been used for. I think it was a go around Congress to allow people to enter the United States. And we've seen a lot of those cases that have entered on the CBP One app show up as criminal aliens, you know, in the arrests that we've made.
How's the app used?
How is it used?
Yeah, how's it used to do that?
Well, what we've seen, especially the fraud from that, is that the cartels were actually using it down in Mexico and having people sign up through them to then get on the CBP One app and get around, you know, being able to go through. So the cartels were actually making money off of the CBP One app.
Of course they were. Okay. It's part of the point of it, probably, from the Biden regime. But with these times changing, going from a time of America last under Joe Biden to America First under Donald J. Trump, we bring in Sheriff Richard Mack to discuss with us just how precisely the country's sheriffs can aid in the rolling back of illegal immigration, and I believe already are. Richard Mack is the author of the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and he joins us now. Sheriff Mack, from what I understand, sheriffs are already helping out with deportations, correct?
Many of them are. And we announced on your network and Steve Bannon, War Room, and several others that deportation would have a very difficult time if the country's sheriffs or the county sheriffs of this country are not participating, not helping, because no one knows their counties better than the sheriffs do, and they already have detention facilities. And they can help with this immensely. You know, you bring in some outsiders from Washington, D.C. or the state capitol, wherever the federal agents might be located. They're not going to know or understand the personality and the geography and the topography and everything else about the county, where people are located. Most sheriffs already know where cartels have set up. I was in New Mexico not too long ago, and we drove right by a home and a ranch owned by the cartels. The sheriff knew this. And so, folks, it's just a better way to keep it peaceful and effective.
Yeah, it just makes sense to me, right? Especially what you said about them knowing the personalities of the community, the topography, knowing who's in the community, where they are, it makes a lot of sense. But not all sheriffs are in friendly states, right? Case in point, for the last 2 years, Washington state government has been suing the government of Adam County, a rural area of Washington state, for actually daring to aid ICE in identifying, tracking, and removing known illegal immigrants in their county. Can you tell us, Sheriff, you know, this started under the Biden regime, this suing of this county, but can county sheriffs in unfriendly states be certain that the Trump administration has their back if they comply with the federal government and aiding in these arrests?
Well, we said that at the very beginning as well. The sheriffs need to have Trump's back, and Trump needs to have the sheriff's back. And case in point, Florida, there was a dozen sheriffs, maybe just a little bit less than that, out of the 60 some odd sheriffs in Florida. I think there's 67. And there was about a dozen that said, even a couple of Republican sheriffs, supposedly, I guess, Rhino sheriffs, that said they were not going to assist at all in the deportation. And some of them were big counties and had huge metropolitan areas in their counties. And so this was going to be kind of a huge chunk out of the sheriffs that were going to participate and cooperate. Then all the sheriffs met with Governor DeSantis and the other sheriffs talking about this and said, hey, we got to be together. We can't be divided like this. And sure enough, they all worked it out where now all 67 sheriffs in Florida are participating and helping. And so we had another sheriff on from New York talking with some of the Florida sheriffs on our webinar that I have today later on after this interview. And they're seeing the necessity of being working together. And Sheriff Carpinelli from Lewis County, New York said, I don't know if we could ever get that to happen here, but I know that there are sheriffs in New York that want to help. There's lots of them in California that want to help. But the big problem now is that what you just alluded to, and that's Washington State. And Washington State now is suing sheriffs who are not obeying state law that says they can't cooperate with the federal government on deportation. Now, so the attorney general now is telling the sheriffs, if you do your job to try to decrease crime and get criminals and foreign mercenaries and foreign gangs and international terrorists, if you try to get those kind of criminals out of your county, we will sue you and maybe arrest you. I don't think I've ever heard of anything so absurd in my life. And the problem is that this attorney general and the governor there and some of their legislators do not know the proper role of government and do not know the difference between a democracy and a constitutional republic. The first three words of our Constitution say, we the people, we are in charge. We pick our representatives. We pick the sheriff. He works for us, not for you, not for the governor, not for the AG, not for the state legislature. He works by, for, and of the people. And we select him, not you. And so it's really up to the people to decide this, not the government. And that's where most people just don't get it, especially some of these well-intentioned extremists in Washington State. Washington State also, the biggest county, I believe, is King County. And I believe that's the greater capital area of Olympia. They now stopped the people from being able to elect their sheriffs, and they made a new law. They don't have the authority to do that, but they did it. And so this criminal organization there called the Washington State Government and King County County Commissioners and so on just think they can do whatever they want because, yeah, that's what a democracy is, as long as you have majority rule. But a constitutional republic is the opposite. The people rule and the people decide, and the rights of the one, of the individual, are supposed to be respected. And the rights of the people to choose their own sheriff is exactly what we're trying to preserve now in the state of Washington.
Well, it tells me that they also understand how important a local sheriff is, right? Because as we've talked about on the show, your local sheriff really can be your personal protector of your rights, your rights afforded under the Constitution, right?
They're sick and tired of the sheriffs getting in the way. They don't want the sheriffs getting in the way anymore.
Going back to the issue of immigration, via that, you know, that CBP One app I mentioned earlier, we know at least 1 million illegals were brought in. There were millions of illegals that flowed in under the Biden regime. The sheriffs are helping out. We know that Tom Homan is on the job, but some people, we do hear some criticisms, right, out there that there's just not enough deportations going on so far. What would you say to people who feel like it's not fast and hard enough yet?
Well, first of all, there are the first thing that had to happen was stop the bleeding. Mm-hmm. And it looks like that has had tremendous success. And everyone should be really grateful for that, that 90 to 95% of the crossings have stopped. So if you show that you really are serious about this and you demand action and you put the military and other police agencies at the border and they actually start doing their job, unlike the Biden regime, people will stop coming in. And that's exactly what's happening. So I said first, the bleeding has got to stop. And now we can get busy trying to chase people down across the country. But this is a big country and people are trying to hide. And then when you get local authorities like AOC and some others in Washington and other states, Chicago, that are actually trying to hide people and protect them and get in the way, then they really could be facing some criminal charges. And I hope some of them do, because if you break the law, you should be held accountable. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're going to have to do in many cases, not just the immigration issue, right? For rogue right. officials or rogue government workers. I think there needs to be some arrest starting to take place so that people get the picture, get the message. Hey, can't do this anymore. This isn't happening. You will be held accountable. I think that's what we're lacking thus far, I would say, as far as my only criticism. I think there's been a lot going right, but I'm like you. I think they need to start arresting some of those officials who are blocking their deportation efforts. And then I could go into a whole different thing about what needs to be happening from the DOJ as far as arrests. Hopefully something will happen soon, because I think that's a necessary part of course correcting our country. Thank you so much, Sheriff Mack.